My name is Malia Douglas, and I've been working in Oroville with the Oroville Collaborative to develop a website called Oroville Green Portal.
How did you know about Oroville? How did you come here?
I just happened to be traveling around India, and I heard about Oroville, and I was in Pondicherry, so it was close by, and I was traveling with two other friends, and we decided to come by just for the day. And of course, when I arrived, I found one day was not nearly enough time to spend here. And after talking to a few people, I really liked it here, and I wanted to come back. And then I had the good fortune of meeting someone who was working on this project to build a website for Oroville, and they needed a writer. So I joined the team, and I did some more traveling and came back to Oroville in January, and then I started working.
What is your impression? What are you taking with you out of Oroville?
I've been inspired in a lot of ways by Oroville, and what I want to take with me when I leave are ideas of human unity and solutions of sustainable living. And after these ideas, I've been inspired to create a new project that it's called Udavi Payanam, Helpful Travel in Tamil. I got the idea when a friend called Kamil came to Oroville a few months ago, and he started up a project called Charity Travel. And this is his own way that he came up with to travel the world and give time or give money to a variety of charity causes along the way. So he and Jan, his partner, came through Oroville a few months ago, and they checked it out, and they're on the way to Tiruvannamalai, and they were helping an orphanage there. So I came to Tiruvannamalai, I visited the orphanage, I saw what they were doing. They bought a sewing machine for the orphanage, and they built a table, and they got them started on a some production of sewing for additional income, and they got them making some, you know, from fruit preserves they could sell, and these would help the orphanage raise funds to provide services for more kids and to get a bigger piece of land to have their orphanage on. So I was really inspired to see that, and I wanted to find my own way of meaningful travel. And so since I've been in Oroville, I've been inspired by Kamio's project, and I've been inspired by a sustainable environmental work here and idea of bringing people together through human unity. So based on all three of these things, this fusion of idea has cooked into this new project called Udavi Payanam. And the name is a Tamil name because I want to express where the ideas came from. It really came from Tamil Nadu. This is where these ideas were born, and they're going to travel all over the world afterwards. And this project will have a website where I'm basically going to be volunteering at different organizations around the Middle East and communicating my experiences on the website and building a network for travelers so they can find repeatable organizations to volunteer for, and they can find ways to help the environment and help humanitarian causes. And the volunteer work, I want to give workshops about making stuff out of recycled materials that I've learned in Oroville. I want to share different types of knowledge that I've learned here, and spread ideas of human unity. I'm starting in Amman, and I'm going to start helping out an environmental organization that does a recycling program there. There's also a guy working there who builds sculptures out of recycled materials, so we might do some art installations from recycled materials, and I'll give some workshops about making stuff from recycled materials and go from there.
So what comes after Oman?
After Oman, I want to volunteer at a few different places and make my way up through Syria, and volunteer in Syria and Lebanon, and I'll go up all the way up to Turkey. But I'm also leaving it open enough to see what kind of opportunities come up and what kind of organizations have opportunities to help along the way. So I have a pretty flexible time frame to make my way through these countries.
again, back to this volunteer network you want to build up in the internet. How is it working? If I'm interested in volunteering somewhere, what can I do?
You can first go to www.udavipayanam.wordpress.com and check out the website, leave some comments, get some ideas, and join, or go to Facebook and type in Udavi Payanam. You can find us on Facebook, and leave ideas, make comments, and read what's there and get inspired. And if you're whether you're in the Middle East or anywhere else, it'd be great if you find your own ways to help out while you're traveling, because the spirit of Udavi Payanam is simply traveling and helping, traveling in a meaningful way and helping the communities around you as you travel. And this can be done anywhere in the world.
So you want to help people to get in connection to the different projects?
Basically, I want to help people by spreading ideas, by giving workshops, by showing other travelers that there's a lot of ways to travel more meaningfully, and give them opportunities to volunteer. And for the people who are being helped by the organizations or the workshops, to give them a voice and to give them some alternatives for sustainable living.
Do you get any support for this project?
Right now, it's just self-funded by just a small amount of money I've saved up. But if anyone would like to donate, certainly welcome donations.